Despite being outshot by their Southern Ontario rivals, the Sudbury Wolves looked on track to win Friday night's home game against the Mississauga Steelheads. That is until a late third-period rally by the visitors ended the Pack's hopes. Sudbury was outshot by Mississauga 32-21. The Wolves' power play was more successful, going 1-for-2 to the Steelheads' 1-for-4. The loss dropped Sudbury's record to 9-1-6-3-0 on the season, good enough for 21 points. The Wolves sit 9th in the OHL's Eastern Conference and 19th overall. The win improves Mississauga's record to 1-4-1-3-3-0, good enough for 31 points. The Steelheads are sitting 6th in the Eastern Conference and 12th overall. Sudbury opened the scoring 2:53 into the first period and on the power play. Wolves forward Coach Adelic scored his 5th of the season, assisted by Jacob Holmes and Quentin Musty. Mississauga tied it up at 1-1 at 8:54 of the first on a goal by Xander Vecchia, assists, James Hardy and Casper Larson. The Pack retook the lead at 14:14 of the second period thanks to a goal by Nick DeGrazia, his 10th on the season, assisted by Dylan Robinson and Jakub Kromiak. The Wolves held onto that 2-1 lead until 2:36 of the third, when James Hardy scored his 19th of the season for the Steelheads, assists, Finn Harding and Owen Beck, to tie the game 2-2. But Sudbury would get out in front of Mississauga again at 6:19 of the third on a goal by David Goyette, his 21st of the season, assisted by Kromiak and Robinson, to make it 3-2 for the Wolves. A 1:20 later, Hardy would score his second of the game to tie it up at 3-3, assisted by Larson and Beck. Just over a minute later, Hardy would complete his hat trick, assists, Beck and Parker von Richter, to make it 4-3 and hand the Steelheads the win. The Wolves are back in action again tonight at the Meridian Center in Niagara Falls, taking on the Ice Dogs. The puck drops at 7 p.m.